This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Though fall fishing has not yet begun at each of Illinois' three large core lakes, we do have news of some great summer fishing action at each location. And we also have some terrific news for young hunters participating in the youth deer hunt coming up in October. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, the 2013 Illinois Youth Firearm Deer Hunt is scheduled for October 12th. For the 14th, for youth possessing a valid youth deer permit. These permits are available to properly licensed youth who have not reached their 16th birthday by the first deer day of the hunt, which is October 12th. Now, youth deer permits are available over-the-counter at licensed vendors throughout the state, and hunters may purchase only one permit, which is either sex, for one of the open counties. Now, state officials recently signed new legislation extending the Illinois Youth Firearm Deer Hunt from a two-day to a three-day season. They feel this is an additional hunting day on this year's Columbus Day holiday will provide youth with plenty of more hunting fun. And all participating youth must have completed an IDNR-approved hunter education course, unless, of course, they're using a hunter apprentice hunting license. And all young hunters must have a current valid youth deer permit and have a hunting license or apprentice hunting license, unless exempt. Now, each hunter participating in the youth deer hunt while using an apprentice license must be accompanied by a non-hunting, validly licensed Illinois hunting license, in other words, parent, guardian, or grandparent. And all other hunters participating in the youth deer hunt must each be accompanied by a non-hunting supervisor, which is a parent, guardian, or responsible adult who has a valid Illinois hunting license, who has in his or her possession a valid firearm owner's identification card as well. And the non-hunting supervisor must wear the orange garments required of deer hunters, which is a blaze orange cap and upper outer garment of a minimum of 400 square inches of solid blaze orange material, and must remain with the hunting youth. And each supervisor may only accompany a single youth at any given time during the hunt. Now, shooting hours for the firearm deer hunting in Illinois are a half hour before sunrise to a half hour after sunset. Hunting hours are a half hour before sunrise, like I said, until a half hour after sunset. The bag limit is one deer per legally authorized permit, and all either sex permits are subject to the following restrictions. One would be no hunter, regardless of the quantity or type of permits in his or her possession, may possess more than two antlered deer during the year. That includes the youth season, the archery season, muzzleloader, and firearm seasons combined. So that's a maximum of two antlered deer during all of these seasons combined. And the successful hunters must register their harvest by 10 p.m. on the same calendar day the deer is taken by one of the methods included in the permit. And youth hunters should keep in mind that the archery deer season will be underway, and archery hunters will be afield during the October 12th through the 14th youth hunt. During this period of time, archery hunters and all other hunters must also comply with the requirements to wear blaze orange on the weekend of the youth hunt. Now, that's just a little over a month away, but at least our youngsters will have an extra day of deer hunting during the youth deer firearm season. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages.
You can hear Auction Time Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:15 and Sunday mornings at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM 1540 and WSMI FM 106. Also, you can check out area auctions at our website, www.wsmiradio.com. When you're ready to sell, tell your auctioneer to place your sale on WSMI's Auction Time. Listen for Auction Time every Monday through Saturday at 7:15 a.m. and every Sunday at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM and FM, the stations you can count on.
Okay, we're back, and things are looking up at Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. And even though it's not officially autumn, this is typically the time of year when fall fishing at each of the Illinois' three large core lakes begins to heat up. This year, however, the fire seems to be a bit slow in getting started, and still plenty of quality fishing action can be found. Now, water temperatures at Lake Shelbyville have dropped to the low 80s, and the lower reaches of the lake are very, very clear. The lake level is now nearing normal summer pool, and fishing is slowly improving and will continue to get better until the ice begins to form on the lake. According to the Lake Shelbyville fishing guide Steve Welch, the white bass are now finally beginning to show up on the ledges and can be found close to the shoreline when the wind is blowing. If little or no wind is present, he suggests backing off to deeper water and concentrating on the edge of the sandbars where they meet the channels. Now, at this point, anglers will need to move quite a bit to locate the schools of whites. The gulls are feeding and frequently can be found on the lake and does help the anglers in finding these fish. Much of the better action has been found at the middle and north ends of the lake. Now, Welch is reporting good numbers of crappie being caught on the deeper brush and woody structure with jigs and their minnows, and he says quality fish are plentiful for anglers fishing this species. The walleye action is slow, with some small ones being caught by anglers fishing for the whites, but not many keepers. Within a few weeks, better success is expected to come from the sand, gravel, and rocky banks. Largemouth bass and muskies are being caught in deep and shallow on the main lake in the backs of the creeks. There's been some nice sized bass caught recently by anglers fishing for the white bass, and the muskies are also shallow on the flats with the whites. And the catfish bite, it's still pretty good at Lake Shelbyville as well. And they're also seeing an occasional sauger fish come in. So we're seeing some fishing, and it's starting to improve. Now, according to the folks at Henkel's Bait and Tackle in Carlisle, white bass action is also improving at Carlisle Lake. Fair to good numbers of these fish have been caught recently from the humps near the trestles. Seems like the Keysport area remains the hot spot. Action remains sporadic on the south end. The occasional action has also been reported from the spillway area. And the sauger fishing in the spillway continues to be a hit and miss affair. Occasional catches are coming on jigs tipped with minnows, and anglers trolling small crankbaits are finding some success in the tailwater area. Catfish are likely the best bet in the Carlisle main lake at this time. One angler had very little trouble landing a catch of 15 nice catfish on Tuesday, and that's pretty well been the story for most anglers. They're using a variety of commercial catfish baits and finding success on the main lake. Another popular method has been to drift fish with bait shrimp. Now, interestingly, crappie action has been good at Carlisle at times. Bluegill anglers also continue to find good success using live baits like crickets and red worms. So you got catfish, you got white bass turning on. The largemouth, they're along the riprap banks. They're a little more sporadic and a little difficult to find at times. And like I say, they're catching some pretty nice crappie. Catfish are the top catch at Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches. Anglers are finding success with a variety of commercial baits in the sub-impoundment area, along with riprap shorelines and drift fishing near Gun Creek and the Jackie Branch. Largemouth bass are rated only fair at this time, with some fishing success coming from the Jackie Branch and the South Sandusky Cove. A variety of lures are working for these fish. Now, here's another good spot for crappie. The action is reported as good from Wren Lake. Anglers are using minnows or jigs tipped with minnows and fishing the north end of the lake near the Ina boat ramp. Other top spots have been the various fish attractors and along the riprap areas in the Jackie Branch Bridge. The white striped and hybrid striped bass continue to lead to yield fairly good action in the south end of the lake and near the Jackie Branch. Anglers are using spoons, crankbaits with a jig trailer and a small spinners for the best success. Now, most veteran anglers figure that the fishing is going to continue to get better at all three locations. Once the water temperatures fall to the lower 70s or upper 60s, excellent fall fishing can be expected from each site. So plenty of good fishing ahead, and our local lakes also going to be yielding some great fall fishing. So the times get out and try some of this great fishing action. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.